Ever wondered what it's like to be senior class president in the middle of a pandemic at a remote learning high school? From KPTZ 91.9 FM out of Port Townsend, Washington, you're listening to Red Hawk Radio. I'm your host, Amelia Nunn, and this is Senior Spotlight. Hello and welcome to Senior Spotlight, a hopefully weekly segment in which I, your host, Amelia Nunn, introduce you all to a member of Port Townsend High School's graduating class of 2021. This year has been more than a little different for us seniors, and we haven't been able to celebrate our final year of high school in the way that we had hoped. My wish for this program is that it allows the senior class of 2021 to be present and visible in the broader Port Townsend community, and for you all to come to know us, our hopes and dreams, and our aspirations. My first guest on this program is Serena Johnston. She's involved with at least two-thirds of activities at the high school. Yes, you are. She's a crucial member of the Associated Student Body ASB and mock trial teams, varsity team member on both the soccer and basketball teams, and you might remember her from her stellar performance as a Fraudline Sally Bowles in coming up on 2 years ago, the spring production of Cabaret. Now, Serena, for somebody so involved in activities, I'm guessing that the last year to 8 months or so has been a little bit strange for you. What have you been doing in all your newfound free time?
Well, there's surprisingly less free time than I would think, at least for mock trial. Like, we found an online version, and it's wonderful getting to devote time to that. As far as sports go, those are really hard to replicate. So I haven't really, but I've gotten to exercise on my own with one of my treasured friends, which is lovely.
So some things have been able to adjust and move online while other activities have not made that leap. How has your senior year been so far? Like, how do you feel about this departure from, you know, the standard traditions that we've seen year after year watching other classes move up and out of the high school?
It's really interesting because I think with this unconventional year, it's an opportunity to create new traditions, and it's an opportunity to do things that aren't expected, whether it's missing out on something or maybe it's not so bad to miss out on. For example, because I am so involved, I'm usually really busy, and that has decreased. And like for the college admissions process, which is what people go through as seniors, I don't know how I would have existed during it if I was playing soccer and taking math classes at the college and doing everything that I would usually do. That's kind of slowed down. While it's not been usual, I'm just trying to make the best of it that I can.
Yeah, trying to make the best of it is a good mindset to have. And as I believe you're the class president for the class of 2021?
Yes.
Yes. In that role, what have you done to try to, you know, bring some of that traditional senior cheer to the year so far?
To me, what matters most is our grade. And last year I was executive president, but I knew that for senior year I wanted to be president of our class because I really care about the experiences that we have. So it's been challenging because a lot of the traditional senior celebrations are like during homecoming week. Usually there are school traditions devoted to seniors in one way or another. And as senior class president this year, it's been really difficult to replicate that spirit without getting together with the school. So something that I've done, I've tried to use technology to our benefit. I've used iMovie to edit clips together. At the beginning of the year, I just wanted to make a fun little video to share with our class so they could see that there were people in ASB working for them. So I had all the ASB class members submit slow motion videos of them popping up like spies in a movie or doing a jump or a cartwheel. And then I edited that together in iMovie with the Final Countdown playing and an ominous voiceover. We know it's hard. And slow motion shots of the high school, dramatic stuff. And then it's like, wacha! Here are your senior class ASB officers. We're here to do the best we can. Just trying to have some fun with it, trying to lift spirits in any way we can, and just being open with the senior class and with everyone that you're not expected to be doing fantastically, and like you, that it's all right to be struggling right now, and it's just the kind of thing that you need to lean on each other for.
Since you're a senior, I am obligated by law, possibly, to ask you the ever-dreaded question of what your high school, post-high school plans are. But we did talk a little bit before the interview, and I don't think either of us have any wish to talk about that any more than we already have with other people. So I just have one question for you, which is, over the last few months, did your idea of what you wanted to do post-high school, has that changed at all? And if it has, what has brought on that change?
I think it has changed. I think, if anything, I have a little more direction now than I did before. I've never really had a specific career interest or orientation. I've always just liked to learn and just try everything. And I think, well, first of all, I've done full running start this quarter, which I've loved because I get to have a lot more independence in how I structure my classes. And so having that independence and having a little more time without school has made me kind of look at the things that I really enjoy. And I guess just looking at the affairs of our country, hoping that the skills that I'm learning and the things that I'm learning possibly be applied to solve some of the issues. I guess I have a little more direction that I want to make life better for people, but I mean, I still don't know how I'm going to do that. And that's obviously a huge task. And I think it's what everyone strives for deep down. Like, it's the heart of everything. So not a lot more clarity, but maybe a greater sense of purpose. I'm not quite sure. It's a road. I would love to throw in some cheesy Dr. Seuss quote, but I won't.
All right. Part of the show is my attempt to communicate to the broader Port Townsend community, most of which are over the age of 65, a vague idea of what is going on in youth culture at the moment. So I'm going to attempt to do with you a speed-fire rapid round of questions. So I'm going to ask you a question, and maybe you can try to answer as fast as possible whatever comes to your head first.
Okay. Wonderful.
And if you want to talk about them afterwards, we can do that for a little bit. So, in the year 2020, what's the best movie that you watched?
Little Women.
Best television show?
The Crown.
Best book?
Love in the Time of Cholera.
What's the best, like, album or song or artist that you've listened to?
Eye to the Telescope by Katie Tunstall.
And what's the best food that you've eaten?
Either the poke bowls from Aldrich's Sushi or my own food bowls that I just put tons of stuff in.
I've heard about your food bowls. And I know that I am partially at fault for your watching of The Crown.
Yes. But
it is a good show.
I don't watch that much TV, so yeah. That was a little hard for me.
Yeah, you have been busy. I'd like to, just for our last two questions, get a little bit more deeper, a bit more mindful. So let's attempt to get into that mindset. I know from previous conversations that we've had together that you're very excited to about moving on and leaving Port Townsend to go to college or whatever you choose to do. Is there anything about Port Townsend that you're going to miss?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll miss my mom. She's lovely in every way. I will miss... I'll miss my family, of course, but at this point, I'm ready to leave. They haven't raised me to, like, cling to their side, so I hope it doesn't sound offensive to say that I won't. Yeah, I'll move on from that point. It's beautiful here. I'm going to miss the scenery. One of my favorite things is going to North Beach and seeing everyone there, even during the pandemic, and just like seeing people on walks or people surfing, whatever it is. To me, it's kind of epitomized like what I love about Port Townsend. Is that it's really gorgeous here, and the people here appreciate it. So I'll miss that. It's been a really loving, safe place to grow up where I've had so many opportunities because of it.
Out of all of the things that you plan to do in life or might have an idea of what you want to do, what do you think is the thing or event or goal that you're looking most forward to in the future?
Meeting people. I care about people, and I think that's I mean, it's the bedrock of life. Like, it wouldn't mean anything if I went outside and I lived alone. I strive for connection. So I guess I'm excited to get to just meet people and make connections.
Well, I think that's something that we're all looking forward to after being cooped up inside for so long.
Yes, definitely.
Well, that's all the questions I have for you today. Thank you so much for being willing to speak with me.
Of course. Always a pleasure.
Thank you for listening to Red Hawk Radio, and thank you to our guest Serena Johnston.
My name is Amelia Nunn.
Senior Spotlight is an ongoing feature segment produced for Red Hawk Radio under the direction of Port Townsend High School's Media Lab, under the direction of teacher David Egler and principal Carrie Earhart. If you have a story that you think is right for Red Hawk Radio, email David Egler at degler@ptschools.org. We hope you come back next time.